Once there was a boy who lived in a cabin in the deep woods, with no one for company but an old woman and an old man. In the goat shed one day, the old woman said, "Watch, and you'll see where life comes from." The boy looked where she was pointing. With an expression of disgust and boredom, a cat pulsed a sack from between her hind legs. The mother cat chewed the silvery slipcase, unwrapping her kitten. It twitched and lay there, as exhausted as if it had swum its way to shore. "Was I so damp and furry when I arrived?" asked the boy. He was still very young.
"I've told you a dozen times. You're a foundling, Dirk. You didn't grow inside me. We collected you in a basket."
"What kind of basket?" This was the only question he could think of. She ignored that. "In those days you could hardly go into the woods for mushrooms or acorns without tripping over some abandoned brat. A nuisance, to be sure."
"Don't put folly in the boy's head," said the old man.
The boy had gone back to watching the mother cat. She licked the transparent webbing into ribbons. Another kitten emerged from her. A third. They stretched and settled. One of them turned its head toward Dirk. Its eyes were closed.
"Hello," said Dirk.
"Where did you come from?" He was still young enough back then to expect it would answer. The kitten opened its mouth, but the old man said, "Come away and give them some privacy. It's cruel to scare them so early in their lives."
So Dirk never learned what the kitten had been about to reply.
The old woman. Here's what she was like. Her face was scored with lines from working outside in all weathers. She wore dull clothes in colours that had forgotten to be colourful. It didn't matter. She hadn't much to celebrate by way of looks. Her nervous eyes were bulbous, her lips dry and inclined to pursing. When she hitched up her skirts to wash her calves once a month, however, her lower legs and ankles were smooth and pretty.
Dirk always found this confounding.
"One day you'll be too old to watch me wash myself," she said.
"Towel." Was she loving, or was she harsh?
Dirk didn't know.
A child who lives in a hut in the forest can't answer such a question. She was as she was, the way the wild boar is a wild boar, or the butterfly a butterfly. She thinned her ale with spring water. She cooked almost enough for supper every night. Quite often her bread refused to rise. Her family ate it anyway and gave thanks, a thanks both rueful and brief.
"If we live near the village, you could send me for baked bread,"
Dirk told her.
"You're too young. When you're older, Puppy will show you the way. But mind me, if you ever set out on your own, you'll get lost. It'll be up to you to find yourself. We won't come looking for you."
"But you already found me," he wanted to reply.
"He's not going off," said Puppy. "Don't put notions into his head."
"What head is that?" she replied,
cuffing Dirk above the ear, but affectionately.
So next, Puppy. He was old too. He was the old man to her old woman. His pathetic beard was the brown of iced mud.
Dirk didn't know if the old man had been born with that hunched shoulder, or if the ailment had come from years carrying an axe.
He was a woodcutter. He maintained four cutting stations some distance away in the deep forest, one in each direction from the lonely Valthutter where they lived. Upon a tree at each station, he'd hammered a wooden box. Beneath the box he left trimmed logs and stacked kindling. If passers-by wanted tinder for their ovens or hearths, they could take what they needed and in exchange drop some coins in the box. Sometimes they took more than they paid for. Sometimes the portion they got was a little greener than would be useful. It evened out.